Making a beginning. The first step was to find the funds with which to make the payment of £275 due on June 30th.
W. C. White reported to A. G. Daniels.
On Thursday, June 28th, I borrowed £150 from Brother Sherwin and £105 from the Australian Tract Society, and scraped up all there was in our house, and made payment of the £275 due on the first payment, IBID, 488. Their solicitor, attorney, said the title was good. 2 weeks later, Mr. Lawrence, the church member who had come from Michigan, rented an old 12-room hotel in Currambong, known as the Healy Hotel, and the furniture at the Bible School in Melbourne was sent for.
Arrangements were made for surveying the land, 6 WCW, p. 68.
The last 2 weeks of August found quite a company of workers at Currambong. Ellen White was on the lookout for the manner in which the land in the Currambong area produced. There were excellent oranges and lemons, but during the depressed times these brought but small returns. Vegetables did well. They bought cauliflower for a mere song, as she termed it, large bags full for 8 or 10 cents. At that price they purchased a large quantity and used it for horse and cow feed. She observed, "The people need to be educated as to how to raise fruit and grains." The letter to Edson and Emma continued. "If we had several experienced farmers who would come to this country and work up the land and demonstrate what the land would yield, they would be doing grand missionary work for the people. At Melbourne, your uncle Stephen Belden ploughed a piece of land, and worked the soil thoroughly, and raised a most profitable crop of sweet corn for the school. Everyone told him not to undertake it, but he was determined to show them what could be done. He will come on the school land here, and carry out the same plan." As soon as it had been decided to purchase the Brettville estate for the school, a horse and cart were purchased in Sydney and dispatched to Currambong for the Lawrence family and visitors to use. Mr. Collins, a colporteur leader suffering some eye difficulty, and Jimmy Gregory collected provisions for 3 days and started out on the 76-mile journey. At Currambong the rig proved very helpful. It was put to use by Ellen White and Emily and May while visiting Currambong in August. In describing her thoughts to Marion Davis, her close working companion, she exclaimed, "The more I see the school property, the more I am amazed at the cheap price at which it was purchased. I have planned what can be raised in different places. I have said, here can be a crop of alfalfa, there can be strawberries, here can be sweet corn and common corn, and this ground will raise good potatoes, while that will raise good fruit of all kinds. So in imagination I have all the different places in a flourishing condition." Then Ellen White introduced an intriguing reference to special light on the matter presented to her at different times. "In the dream you have heard me relate, words were spoken of land which I was looking at, and after deep plowing and thorough cultivating, it brought forth a bountiful harvest. Having had this matter presented to me at different times, I am more than ever convinced that this is the right location for the school. Since I have been here for a few days and have had opportunity to investigate, I feel more sure than at my first visit that this is the right place. I think any of the land which I have seen would produce some kind of crop,